A lot of people ask me how to make tracks less boring, which is a bit of an interesting one. It's very subjective. If I look at my project and I have this drop, the drop like groove lasts for 32 bars. So if I were to play the same bass pattern, same drums just throughout the entire time, yeah, like that's gonna be really repetitive and boring. So where most people go wrong is like, oh, I need to add all these different things. Yeah, you could like add a few things here and there, but ask yourself how it progresses over that period. So take this for example. At the end of each 8-bar section, try taking a little bit away from the track to lead into the next section. You might not actually change anything, but it's the fact that you take stuff away and then bring it back in makes it feel like something has changed. And it can be as complex or as simple as you want it to be. The first thing I'll do is I'll group my low end and add an EQ with a low cut. And then I'll just turn it on for the last bit of this 8-bar section. The next thing I would maybe do is make the second one a little bit longer and take the kick out. And then maybe we also want to take out some of the drums. We could just straight up delete them and see what that sounds like. But I feel like it's better if you take away some of the drums with more intention. Like maybe I'll just take away my top end here. Or I can get even more funky with it. Take away all my drums except for this little like fill hat. And do a bit of a percussive fill with my claps or snare or whatever. Then now that like the rest of my track is progressing, now I can find those moments where, okay, I do need to add something here. It is missing something. I'm just throwing random stuff in here. Four, five, six, seven, eight. Yeah, anyways, hopefully that was helpful. Peace.